Farmers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne from Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home.
And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Welcome to episode 14. Today we're going to talk about lighting your home. And lighting is so essential to your home design and decor. There are two rules of thumb that we're going to keep in mind as we have our conversation. First, you want to have a mix of light sources at different levels. So different types of lights and different heights and places in your rooms. And the second rule of thumb is to have appropriate task lighting. So if you need to chop something or read a book or do something in particular, you need some specific task lighting. So we thought today an easy way to do this would be just sort of go through a typical home room by room. Yvonne, you want to talk to us about lighting in the living room or family room?
I do. Have you ever gone into someone's house and said, oh, the lighting in here is beautiful? Probably not.
But I was going to say, huh?
No.
Maybe I have. I don't know. I have the lighting thing.
Well, have you gone in and said, oh, it's too, I can't see, it's too dim? I bet you have. Or, yes. Oh my goodness, it's so bright. And my biggest pet peeve is, oh, all they have is overhead lighting.
You
notice it when it's not good. But the key is to have a beautifully lit room that nobody notices, but it makes you feel comfortable and everyone looks their best in beautifully lit rooms. And it's a matter of layering.
That's an excellent point. The fact that, it's so true. It's one of those things where you don't necessarily notice it, unless you're kind of freaky about it like me, if it's good, but you definitely notice it if it's bad.
Yes.
My daughters and my husband, I know when I haven't been home and I come home, either it's pitch black in the rooms they're not in, or all the overhead lights on and nobody puts on any of the what I would call the mood lighting.
Yes.
The table lamp. So it's a little lamp in the corner. That makes
it cozy. That's because mom is not home to do it.
No. And I just go around and fix it all. I'm like, okay.
And I think this is something that home decorators may not think of, but it's a very important thing to think of when you're thinking about making a room comfortable. The one thing in a living room, or the few things that you should have in a living room, are definitely table lights, and you should have some stand lights and or floor lights, and also even some down lighting, such as recess lighting. And what you want to do is a combination of those three to light up your room, but not overlight your room. Not every corner of your room has to be lit. You maybe want a light to be near or focused on maybe a beautiful focal point, we have an overhead light that we put on a dimmer. I mean, I just can't live without them, and we'll talk about that later, over our fireplace. And if it's very low, it just puts a really pretty soft glow on the fireplace, or a lamp near a piece of art. You also want lamps on end tables, by sofas, or maybe by chairs that you, if you want to read in there, or if you're having friends over and you're having snacks and drinks, or however you want to do that. But it's a combination. It's that combination of lighting in different levels and sort of washing different areas of your room and gently overlapping that give it that beautiful, beautiful look.
So Kelly, the way I address that problem, like you said, your family doesn't turn on the lamps when you're gone. So what I do is I have timers so the lamps come on automatically. And
oh, smart.
See, there you go.
You know, just another reason I love you. Okay. Where do you
That's
get the
smart,
timers?
Smarty pants.
Where do you get them? Oh, you know, Lowe's, Home Depot, all those places.
Perfect. So they just plug into the plug, and then you plug the plug in the outlet kind of thing?
Yes. And I, you know, in our living room, we have an open concept. So I actually had the electrician install a plug under our sofa. So that's where the timer is.
We have one of those too. They're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was something we were going to talk about too. I know we've already mentioned dimmers. I can't live without dimmers. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Me
too. I kept saying to the electrician here, mm-hmm. he's like, everything
on
dimmers?
Oh, I love them.
Yes,
everything on dimmers. I mean, the whole
other thing,
world
you know,
should be on dimmers. So, Anita, how about the dining room? How would you best light the dining room?
Well, I actually have four types of lighting in my dining room. One is the natural light, and to me that's the most important, and that's what you want to have as much as possible. So my first tip actually has nothing
that's
to
right.
do with light bulbs, but it has to do with pulling back all those layers, and I think sometimes dining rooms tend to be heavily, you know, shrouded in curtains and shears and, plantation shutters and everything. So I like to mm-hmm. uncover the window as much as possible so that as much light is coming in the room as I can get in there.
I so agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first thing. And then I have the canned lights in the ceiling. I have a chandelier. And then I have lamps on the buffet. So I can kind of pick and choose, use the lighting that I want, what's appropriate, and as much as I know we're not that crazy about overhead lighting, you know, when you're having a party, that lamp light is not going to be enough to light the room. So you're really going to have to use some of that overhead lighting. But that's where the rheostat or the, I don't know what you all called it.
Dimmers.
What do you call it?
Dimmers.
Dimmers, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the dimmer is for, is to get that lighting just right, because that way you don't have to worry about changing out the light bulbs because it's too bright or it's not bright enough.
And
that's
also
just perfect.
Don't you think candlelight is beautiful?
Well,
on a dining
yes,
table?
Of course, but it's not going to do a lot to light your room, but it is beautiful.
But it will make you look good.
It does. Yeah, and those pink light bulbs that Kelly's been talking about.
The pink light bulbs. We can work those in. If you hadn't listened to an earlier podcast, I talked about pink light bulbs and my obsession with them, and I was encouraging everyone to run out and buy some before they're all gone. And so we can put that link in the show notes as well. Pink light bulb mm-hmm. just casts the most beautiful light. I would suggest that everybody changes all their lamp bulbs to somewhere around the 40, top 60 watt pink incandescent light bulb.
So Yvonne, did you go get yours yet?
No, I haven't, because I have a question for Kelly. Kelly,
okay.
Can you read and do tasks with pink light bulbs?
Oh yeah, I mean it's not there. It's a pale, very pale pink, like mm-hmm. almost like a blush.
It's more of a cast, right? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it just is just enough to make it warm. I don't like, you know, I like the clear white, but I don't like the really yellow, and I don't like anything that tends to the blue or green light. So
no, not at all.
The pink is like spot on for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you're trying to read by an Edison bulb, or, you know, I'm not suggesting anybody do like an Abe Lincoln thing.
So, I mean, you're comparing it to... So, I mean, if you're using the compact fluorescent light bulbs, just the standard ones that are out now, they tend to have a green cast, whereas incandescent is yellow. So the pink, mm-hmm. you know, but your eye, when you're looking at an incandescent light bulb in your room, you're not noticing necessarily that it's yellow. So mm-hmm. I don't think you're going to notice the pink. It's just, you're just going to say, oh, the room is pretty today.
Exactly. You don't
Good
notice
point.
The pink
Good
unless
point.
You see the bulb in your hand, you know, unlit. And then it looks like a very, very pale, petally, blushy pink. But yeah, you don't notice. Not like, ooh, you know, like, you know, red red light bulbs. That's a whole other thing.
Actually, I saw... So, Kelly, I saw a review on Amazon and someone was outraged because the room didn't look pink.
Well, see, you know, it's all, you know, what your goal is. But my goal is just to have it soft and pretty.
Then I will go out to get them today. That was my one question before I bought them.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, maybe you don't want to invest in, like, you know, the super mega case like I did. You know, dip your toes in and see
mm-hmm.
if you like it.
I miss incandescent lighting. I'm getting the case. I'm just warning everyone who's listening. I'm getting
too.
The case.
Jump in. Well, you're a leaper, so you're going to get a case.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
well, I love all those suggestions. And even if you use the little battery operated candles, and if you do have, you know, a china cabinet or a hutch or something, a buffet off to the side, you could do a little cluster of the battery operated lights. It just as a little, you know, touch of decor lighting, mm-hmm. obviously not mm-hmm. something to illuminate it. But and I like to have, again, everything on dimmers and make the table the brightest area possible. Mm-hmm. So it kind of draws people in. You know, to the table in the dining room.
You know, that's a good point, because I think a dimmer on a chandelier is a must.
Yes.
And I don't keep it that bright, because I like everyone to see their food, to see each other, mm-hmm. but I don't like it so, I like it a little bit dimmer. It mm-hmm. just gives a coziness to the table, I think. But
true.
I do overdo the candles. I'm a candle girl at dinner time. Even when we eat at home, I'm always lighting candles on the table.
Oh, we eat with candles every single night. What, you know?
Oh, romantic.
Well,
oh.
It's not necessarily romantic. You know, it's a lot of people sitting at the table
it's
in the kitchen
pretty.
With the girls, but it's just, we've always yeah, done well. It. And it just, again, a little thing that elevates the everyday. But
so
oh, yeah,
you know what,
as far as keeping the
my friend
know, the
did. Go ahead.
Dimmers. I keep the dimmers all low. Like Peter says, you know, like I would be a great mole because he's always so dark. I like anything a little mood lighting. You know, I don't like anything too bright. But if in my realm of brightness, the table would be the most well lit in mm-hmm. the dining room.
You know, it's so funny how our past really influenced what we do. The very first time, now my mother set a beautiful table for holidays, and she set a very nice table every day, but I don't remember growing up and have candles at, on an everyday meal on a table.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I was maybe a sophomore in high school, I went to a friend's house and her mother lit candles for dinner, and I was just I was so overcome. I thought this was so beautiful.
I would have been too.
She had a cute brother, but I was way more impressed with the candles than the cute brother. And yeah, and I thought, I'm going to do this every day when I grow up. And
oh, that's so sweet.
I know. And this is just such an off note, but when I was 17, I was invited to a luncheon at a friend's house of my mother's house, and her table was the most beautiful thing I ever saw, and she had wine for the women and grape juice for me in little glass clusters of grapes, like with a screw top.
Oh, whoa.
And I was like overcome. You know, when you're 17. And I just thought this, and I thought to myself, I'm
not
going
get
to
any
set
better than
beautiful
this.
Tables when I grow up. No, so, I was not overcome with the wine. I had grape juice.
Grape juice.
So my friend has this gorgeous, it's actually an old church that they converted into apartments. And so she has this beautiful rustic brick wall in her dining area, and she has string lights in front of it. And I've got to tell you, they're just so beautiful. I mean,
oh,
I think Yvonne would be quite taken with them.
Oh, she would be.
Mm-hmm. Very,
that
very
sounds
pretty.
I mean, I, you know, I can't get enough of little lights. I miss Christmas lights all mm-hmm. year round. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's mosey on into the kitchen. So I'm going to talk about the kitchen because I just recently finished a gigantic kitchen renovation. So I've got mm-hmm. some information for you guys as far as lighting is concerned. I did a lot of research on under-counter lighting in particular. I knew I didn't want you know, the high hats, the actual canned lights in the kitchen ceiling. We did a planked ceiling, so I didn't really want it interrupted with that, but I did want overhead lighting. So what I did was had the electrician put the boxes in, but I've used sort of the schoolhouse lamps, you know, the glass shades, you know, those white mm-hmm. ones, kind of the milky glass ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty, mm-hmm. pretty.
Okay, so I know you can get those, you know, for $50, $60, sometimes even, you know, $125, you know, in some higher end, you know, sort of reproductions or lighting catalogs or online. But I got them mm-hmm. at my local Osh hardware store. So if you have Orchard Supply hardware stores, they were $6. So you buy the lamp,
wow.
the glass shade, which, you know, is that pretty sort of, I'm going to say kind of bulbous, but it has like a little soft point on the end. You know, mm-hmm. you know what I'm mm-hmm. talking about, right? The mm-hmm. schoolhouse
yeah,
lights.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like two little bits of the rack down is separate, the ring. And I was even able to get it in what, you know, from the distance looks like an antique brass, like an unlacquered brass almost. So, and so I think the combination probably cost me about $11.
Wow.
And my electrician.
I want you shopping for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, every time I look at them, I'm like, well, what a deal. So I have three of those. So two are in sort of over by the refrigerator freezer, and then one is in the little landing of the maid staircase. Then I used the original chandelier from the entryway and had that cleaned up and rewired, and we have that over our table, which kind of acts like an island. So I have those two sources of lighting.
That's
that table is
Kelly.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's that the marble top table, right?
It's from Crate and Barrel.
What?
Oh. Stop it. I know. With those
gorgeous.
It's perfect,
gorgeous.
Right? And it doesn't, it's not so glumpy because it doesn't have a bottom to it. And then I put little stools. But anyway, that's not lighting. So we can't talk about that today. But
You're such a taskmaster.
I'm so bossy. I am so bossy.
You are.
So then
you can be bossy.
Okay. So I have the schoolhouse lights in the ceiling, and then I have the chandelier. Then I had a like a little double sconce that I had forever and used in a different bathroom, and then took it out and just sort of like, I might use that one day. And I found glass shades for it at an estate sale for $1 each.
Stop it.
I know. And then the big question was the under counter lighting. Okay, so I have now those three light sources all individually regulated with their own switch and their own dimmers, right? Very important. Now the under counter lighting. Okay, so I'm going to share all my research really quick here. You can have fluorescent, LED, or this xenon lighting. Has anyone heard of the xenon lighting?
You know, that may be what I ended up using. I can't remember. There was some problem with one of the lights we looked at, and that was one of the options. I can't remember what we ended up with. Ugh, so long ago now.
Yeah, so that might be what it is, because, you know, fluorescent, obviously, it's got, you kind of feel like you're in the copy room at the office, right? So that's like, fluorescent, you can't really do much, and you can't dim it. If you can't dim it, I ain't having it.
I agree. I agree.
None of that. And then the xenon is just such a beautiful light. It's much warmer. And what it is xenon is a gas. So I didn't know any of this. So I'm just sharing. Maybe you guys knew this. But do you know, like, a regular light bulb is devoid of air?
No air.
I hadn't thought of it.
A xenon light bulb.
So it's a vacuum with the filament.
Yeah.
So when you say a normal, you must be talking about incandescent.
Incandescent, right.
Okay.
And then, but a xenon is filled with xenon gas, hence the name.
Cool.
So it's less efficient than a fluorescent or an LED, but I like the light so much better.
Is it whiter light? I think that may be what I liked about it.
It's much more like an incandescent light.
Okay.
So it's a little bit warmer, and it's fully dimmable. So, I mean, there were reviews that it got a little hot. I don't find that they get hot at all. So okay.
I think that's something listeners really need to think about when they're looking at these under-counter lights is what color, what cast is the light going to have? Because the one I first picked out, and like I said, I can't even remember which one it was, it was far too yellow, and it really just destroyed the look of my backsplash, which was a beautiful, soft blue.
Oh, well, yeah, of course, that would really be bad. No, this is really like a clean white, but tending to a warm look. I just love it. And again, it's on a dimmer. So, you know, that's kind of maybe what I keep on at night, you know, if in case somebody wants to come down and get water or something. I'm really happy with those. I bought the strips on Amazon. You can plug them in if you, you know, don't want to go to the expense of hardwiring, or you're not doing a renovation, you just want to add them. I had them hardwired in by my electrician, and you know, you can, and they can cut, or if you have a skilled electrician, they can cut them, but you just try to get them the right length through your cabinets. So I did one long expanse and then another little expanse over where we make our coffee and tea and whatnot. So
Kelly,
can I
ask you a question? I was just going to ask, is the one strip just goes on, it doesn't spot, then you have another smaller one? to highlight your where you have your tea. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So the tea and coffee section is like, you know, in a different place in the kitchen. So that's over by the refrigerator. And so there is a long expanse. I mean, I can't remember right now how long it is, but maybe it's like 8 feet or something like that. And so we put 2 4-foot sections together and just abutted them.
Okay.
So it runs that whole length. There's no break.
We don't have under the cabinet lighting, and I didn't think I needed it because most of the work I do is on my island.
Right.
So I have a really nice chandelier that it's a big long one, and it lights us great, and it's on a dimmer. But you know, I'm rethinking this because we do have a coffee area that would be that would be something nice to have. And Kelly, we'll put your link to these xenon lights in the show notes, so not only I can have it, but everyone else can.
Right. Right.
Exactly. So when you order those pink light bulbs, you can order those too. And then one other thing that I like to have in a kitchen is a table lamp. I like to have a table lamp somewhere, you know, not too close to any fire or water or anything like, but I think it just really warms up the room and makes it feel less utilitarian.
Where do you put it,
utilitarian.
Kelly?
I have it in the way in the corner along my the long expanse of my marble countertop, just
so
tucked into the corner.
So, are there any cabinets up above it?
There are cabinets up above it, so it's a shorter, it's kind of squat lamp, but you know, it has a pretty lampshade, and you know, I have a little vase or something next to it to kind of tuck so I can tuck the wires behind it.
Okay.
And I love to have that on.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have
it must
three
be kind
small,
of a shorter lamp.
Yeah, so a shorter lamp, and then I actually have three small lamps, you know, varying squat sort of lamps in the room.
Wow.
That was a lot
I do
of
like the idea of putting a small lamp on your countertop somewhere, and that's what you would leave on at night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I have a cart that goes at the end, little metal cart that goes at the end of my island. And in the winter, as the days get shorter, I oftentimes put a lamp on there.
I like
and it illuminates my kitchen as well.
Great
just
idea.
Something to give a nice little light to.
Yeah, it's very inviting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about, speaking about cozy and inviting, you want to talk about the bedroom lighting?
Bedroom lighting. Please, 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 please don't use overhead lighting as your main lighting source. And actually, I'm saying that for any room in your house. I mean, it does light your room up, but it doesn't do much other than that. And actually, it sort of like hurts my eyes. I don't know why. You know how, in a lot of older houses, we used to have a house that was 125 years old.
Wow.
And it didn't have a lot of outlets, but it sure had every single room had an overhead light. And so we had to do a lot of buying outlets and having them installed.
Mm-hmm.
But for a bedroom, you know, usually you flick on a light, it's the overhead light. We don't, when we built this house, I said no overhead lighting in my bedroom.
Not at all.
I want soft layers. I mean, because I don't like it, and that doesn't mean you can't have it, but don't use that as your main source. It's very harsh, and I don't think it's soothing. So when you want to come into your bedroom, you want a very soothing, nice light. So you want to have lights that are, you know, in at least three of the four corners of your room or so that illuminate that. You want lots of layers of light. It's imperative for us to have lights on either side of our bed because, you know, we read or, you know, do Sudoku or whatever we decide to do. And even though I read a lot from my phone or my iPad, and I know you're not supposed to do that at night because of the light, but I just do, I still like to have another light on because it just is too stark. So the one side of the bed, we have a nice bedside table light. Ideally, the shade should be about eye level, the bottom of the shade. You just don't want to be looking up into a light bulb. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, smart. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you also another option is sconces if you don't have enough room. And in our case, we have a sitting room right off that flows right off. Or think of our bedroom as sort of like a big L-shaped, sort of. And my side of the bed only has about maybe 6 inches. And then it goes around into the sitting area. So a nice option for that is a pole light. Now, I know... I know that a floor lamp, I know that it's not ideal because I do tend to look up into that light, but I'd rather that than no light at all.
So I have a question for you, Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to go ahead and open this can of worms because I think this is something that there's a lot of controversy over. What about...
We're in the bedroom. I'm wondering what kind of...
Are you going to ask about a are you going to ask about a TV?
No. It's about lighting. I'm going to get in trouble with Kelly if it's off the lighting topic.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
It's what about ceiling fans? So, you know, like...
Yes.
Did you go like chandelier or did you kind of go ceiling fan?
We have nothing. Now here, and I'm just going to be totally, just totally transparent with you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Tempur-Pedic bed, and it's a cool Tempur-Pedic bed, but you know, it's not that cool. It's cool, but it's not that cool. And we get hot at night, and we really should
Okay.
I wasn't even going there. I wasn't going there. But, you know, and when you're sleeping, and we really should have a fan. However, for photographic purposes on my blog, I don't. And so what we do is we run a fan on a stand.
Oh, a stand fan. Okay.
All night.
Okay.
Because just to keep our room, the circulation and the cool.
Yeah.
And in the winter, we actually sleep with our windows cracked. We like a very cool room.
Oh, I
do
too.
So I do not use any kind of fan or lighting. Now, that's just a personal preference.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's...
Yeah, and somebody who doesn't live in the South. I mean, you can, I'd love to not have ceiling fans. I don't really think they're that pretty, but I just can't stand being hot. So I've got to have my fan over the bed, and it's running full blast all winter, by the way. But, you know, our winter, it's 81 here today.
Yeah, but I think if I had to have a ceiling fan, I'd definitely put a light on it, for heaven's sakes.
Well, you know. Oh, that's true. No, we don't do, if I can get away with it, I don't. We didn't do lights on our fan in our bedroom because we have sconces.
I just wouldn't use it that often. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't, I don't use, well, we didn't even put the, it's, I try not to, from a design standpoint, I try not to put a light on my ceiling fans.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Kelly.
I don't like that, the ceiling fan light, sorry.
Yeah.
If I can avoid it, I do.
But I thought that my thinking was, well, you already have the fan. Well, you might as well put a little light up there.
It does make sense, but I don't know. That's just, I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Some people won't have a choice, though.
We don't have a fan here.
Yeah.
That's
some people,
you're
that's
exactly
all they've got,
right.
So they're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, also on my dresser, I have two large lights, and that throws, and a mirror, and that throws a lot of sort of pretty ambient light into the room.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that a little bit. So what about using decor pieces like furniture to accent your lighting or enhance your lighting? Does anybody do that?
You mean like mirrors?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think mirrors reflect light beautifully. Mm-hmm. And I do use them, and I love to put either... a table light or a stand light next to a mirror to throw some extra light around the room, even candles.
And how about even mirrored furniture? Like even if you had a particularly dark bedroom.
Well,
and
if I had a farmhouse glam style, I would use mirrored furniture.
Well, wouldn't
now,
you?
Yeah. Here I'm speaking practically. I love mirrored furniture, but I'm so afraid that it's not going to be trending. And it's not classic enough. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it depend on how, price-wise, how I got them. I even thought, well, I could make it, live with it for a few years, and then out it would go.
Right.
But I think that's a beautiful, because I tend to really love mirrored furniture. I think that's a great
idea.
Just,
you know, a little piece. Pretty. Like my daughter actually has them flanking her
They're
bed.
Very pretty.
Really pretty, yeah, and it's great for a girl's room, too. So, and even if you had, particularly dark room, and if you could change a door to a panel door with some glass, like a modified French door or something like that.
Ooh,
that's
aren't
a
you
let the
fancy?
Yeah, she is.
Well,
yeah,
you know, it's a little bit more dramatic than buying a lamp.
Beautiful. But. Hey, I like that tip. The one thing that I want to talk about when we talk about bedroom is we want to talk about task lighting and where you need that task lighting. Mm-hmm. If you have a little reading nook or a little reading chair, in your bedroom, you definitely want lighting there. Mm-hmm. And you don't want overhead, you want probably a lamp. And you need task lighting probably on either side of your bed. If you're any type of a reader, you do anything in your bed that, you know, it's going to, if you, you know, do the taxes in your bed or eat, on a bed tray in your bed, that's the kind of task lighting you want there as well.
Yeah, and while we're on that, let me just do a little bit about wattage. So about 25 to 40, and now this is incandescent. And, you know, the wattage is different for the other types of bulbs. You know, it's almost like the metric system or, you know, something like we're not 100% familiar with it. But mm-hmm. in the regular incandescent wattage, the 25 to 40 is really the most flattering illumination for table lamps and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if you're needing some lighting for tasks, particularly reading, 75 to 100 is really your best bet for that.
Thank Good goodness point. For three-way lights, right?
Yeah, but you know, a lot of lamps light. That I buy are just, they max out at six. They say don't put a bulb with over 60 wattage in there.
You're right, Anita.
Yeah, yeah, you really should be careful on that. I mean, you think, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to burn my house down. But hey, you know, you never know. It's on there for a reason.
Hey, can I talk about lampshades?
That's what I was just going to ask you to talk about.
Shut up.
Oh, my gosh. I think we, I'll buy lampshades because they're pretty.
Yeah, me too.
But yeah, but you know, you've just got to be smart about lampshades because lampshades diffuse your lamp, your mm-hmm. light in your mm-hmm. light bulb, and you have to be very careful. If you want a lot of beautiful diffusion, you don't want to get a really dark lamp. A lampshade.
Mm-hmm,
true. You want to get something that's lighter. And I just have a lot of right now because burlap is so hot. I love burlap or linen-y kind of lampshades. Mm-hmm. And this is, if they are not lined with anything or if they are lined with like a clear film, you want to make sure to put a clear light bulb in them. Mm-hmm. It diffuses the light and it also, because you can see through the lamp, you can see through the lampshade. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure you do a clear. But also, I love for drama, this is when to use a darker lampshade, and I love it if they're gilded on the inside.
I have some like that. Yes, they're lovely.
Now, they are not a task light. That is definitely mood lighting. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're beautiful. So pay attention to the fabric, the color, and what's on the inside of your lampshade. Those are all really important things, and not just, oh, this looks so pretty, which and is I usually like, my first thought.
I like to leave little lamps with a 25-watt bulb in them in the bedroom and in the bathroom, just in, you know, for those times when maybe you have to get up, it's dark, but you don't want too much light, you're not awake yet, and so I love having those 25-watt bulbs around for that.
Mm-hmm. You're right about
that.
We
should, maybe we can talk all about lamps another time. Lamps are one of the things that I find most difficult to buy and be really happy with. You know, I think, you know, they're really, sometimes lamps are really expensive and sometimes, you know, I don't know, they make too much.
I can hook you up, Kelly.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. then
you have them in your store, Anita?
I have some fabulous light lamp sources. Yeah, they're not cheap, but they're gorgeous. So.
Oh, okay. Well, then we need to talk about that. Let's talk about that one day. So I can't control myself, so I'm going to say it. I think we've shed a lot of light on how to illuminate your home today. I hope you guys got a lot of information, and we'll put you know, some of the links that we talked about today in the show notes.
Remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there. If you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.